Terror threats are growing, crackdowns are happening, and Christians are caught in the middle. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. And even though it sounds dangerous, sometimes it's these countries where Christianity is threatened, where believers are being called, including one of our own team members. Our first story today comes from Tajikistan. In light of recent events, including a May 1st bomb threat on a Baptist church, the Tajik government is cracking down on everybody's freedom this week. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the pressure on Christians is incredible.
Imagine 800 to 900 believers among 6.5 million Muslim people. Imagine how hard it is to stand for the sake of the gospel.
And yet,
at SGA, there is a great opportunity to serve the churches there that are in the midst of these troubled spots, both in Central Asia and the nations in the Caucasus region.
But the crackdown won't stop with just journalists, lawyers, and Muslims. So be praying for believers, because
we see time and time again that God's glory and his people shines most brightly when they stand for the gospel in the middle of difficult circumstances.
And sometimes it's to the persecuted church where people go to help. One of our own from Mission Network News worked here as a student writer. She just graduated, and she's on her way to Nepal today with Operation Mobilization to work as a photojournalist. Here's Lindsay Steele.
Operation Mobilization, they have a ton of different projects. You know, they come with aid, they come with, you know, supplies, especially after all that's devastated Nepal.
But Lindsay's OM connection actually began right here in the MNN office.
I would never have even known about these ministries, or probably even about Nepal, you know, like, would have heard about the earthquake, but that's about it. It's really a God thing, and learning about these ministries has been incredible.
So please, pray for Lindsay's safety and for open doors for her to share her Jesus stories. We'll be tracking her progress during the next couple of months, so stay tuned. You're listening to Mission Network News. As the trouble in the Middle East rages on, Western Europe continues to see an influx of refugees. Christians wanting to help have been sharing what's most precious to them: the gospel. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says they're meeting the refugees as they enter and pass through their cities.
We hear politically that it's a difficult situation, and it is for the countries in Europe, and yet it's an open door for the gospel, and we have people that are ready to go through that door.
Requests are nonstop for scripture booklets to pass out to the refugees. It's an impulse many of us relate to from our own moments of painful loss. We turn to the only place where there's hope.
That's when we start looking around at what else is there? And this is when eternity becomes the focus, and that's what the Word of God does. It offers hope that is outside of this world, that cannot be taken away.
Doesn't matter where you are, you can be involved in this work too. William says their most immediate need is for prayer. And finally, have you ever heard of Urbana? It's InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's student missions conference. Started 70 years ago, the triannual gathering has since grown into one of the largest in the world. There's some exciting things ahead, as we're told by MNN's Lindsay Coe.
Planning a conference as unique as Urbana takes some serious people handling skills, creativity, and time. With over 300,000 participants, as you might imagine, it takes a pretty unique person to stay on top of all the moving parts. The design for Urbana 18 is already well underway, and at the helm this year is a new director, Ruth Hubbard. Urbana helped her broaden her definition of missions, which has developed more through her career as a high school teacher, a director of children's ministry, and most recently as a member of the executive team at Wycliffe Bible Translators. The 25th Urbana will take place December 27 through 31, 2018 in St. Louis, Missouri. She'll hit the ground running this August because there are just over 960 days left to get things ready. For Mission Network News, I'm Lindsay Coe.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org and look for the link. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.